Hi, I'm David Cates. You're listening to Annenberg Radio News. The Face of Poetry is an exhibit of portraits of nearly 50 American poets along with samples of their work. The exhibit, in Doheny Library until May, stems from a book of the same name. Margareta K. Mitchell photographed the poets after their readings at the University of California, Berkeley's Lunch Poems series. I spoke with USC curators Andrew Wolf and Tyson Gaskell about the exhibit.
The exhibit design is really interesting. It has, for those of you who haven't seen it, it has the poems on scrolls that are kind of stretching towards the viewers and with the portraits next to those scrolls. How did the exhibit design come to be?
It just so happened that it worked really well this time. We've employed other systems for other exhibitions, but since we had this from the immediately preceding exhibition, it seemed to work very well on this one. And the funny thing is, the photographer, when she saw how we had done this, she was absolutely floored. She just thought it was so gorgeous, and we have to agree. And she said, you know, nobody else has done this yet. Nobody has paired up the poems with the photographs. They've just been showing the photographs, which of course we thought was rather strange. I mean, if you've got the poets, show their work too. Otherwise, it's just a photograph of a person, and if you don't know who that is, you don't quite get the same sense of that person. We think that adding the poems adds a new layer to the photographs.
Is there a favorite poem that you have that was quite striking?
Czesław Miłosz was. He was a Polish-American poet who was represented in this collection, and one of my favorites is called A Song on the End of the World. On the day the world ends, a bee circles a clover. A fisherman mends a glimmering net. Happy porpoises jump in the sea. By the rain spout, young sparrows are playing, and the snake is gold-skinned as it should always be. On the day the world ends, women walk through the fields under their umbrellas. A drunkard grows sleepy at the edge of a lawn. Vegetable peddlers shout in the street, and a yellow-sailed boat comes nearer the island. The voice of a violin lasts in the air and leads into a starry night. And those who expected lightning and thunder are disappointed, and those who expected signs and archangels' trumps do not believe it is happening now. As long as the sun and the moon are above, as long as the bumblebee visits a rose, as long as rosy infants are born, no one believes it is happening now.
Amazing. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah. The portraits are very interesting as well. They're black and white. They have a studio background, and they really focus on the facial gestures, I mean, facial expressions and hand gestures. Do you know, in talking with the photographer and just your own sense of the photographs, do you know why she did that?
I think that she was trying to add another layer of complexity to these people and to show that they're not just these solitary figures, but they're very vibrant, they're very alive. And I believe it was David St. John who wrote for the book jacket of the Face of Poetry book that these offer a luminous and complex portrait of American poetry at the height of its powers. And what he's doing is he's responding with that line to these people who are, some of them are gesturing. They all look very intent. Some of them look happy. Some of them look somewhat dour. But they all look like they are very intense people.
Great. Well, Tyson Gaskell and Andrew Wolf, thanks so much for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Galway Cannell, Jory Graham, and Mark Doty, who are featured in the exhibit, will read on campus in March and April. David Cates, Annenberg Radio News.